This parak, there's so many interesting things I don't even know where to begin. There's so many topics that we could speak about that I had a very, very hard time deciding what we should speak about, because there's so many interesting issues. I thought I would, from all the things I saw in this parak that interest me, is a very mechudish dikka chazinish that we should talk about, which is a very bechidish. The Gemara Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph talks about the comparison of the tour of Tamei and Derech Urchaika. So the Gemara says, starting in Daf Samech Beis, starting in the bottom of Tzadik Beis, the Tanya of Akiva Iber, Nemer Tamei and Nemer Bederech Urchaika. The Torah says Tamei and the Torah says Derech Urchaika. Ma Tamei. Just like a Tomei, he really could do it. He really could bring the Korban Pesach, but he's not allowed to. Derech Urchaika, really the guy could do it, but he's punted from doing it even though he could do it. So how does Rashi, what does that mean to say that he's, if he's Derech Urchaika L'chayr, he can't do it, right? What?
He gets me off the
ground. So that's what Rashi says. So Rashi says, after Derech Urchaika, Shesipik B'yad Alasos, Shehoyu Loi Shluchim L'shalayach, he had shluchim that he could send. Because Rachmana Deino Oise Dimitche Dachia. The Torah says he's Potter. So even though he could do it, because he could send someone, he's Potter. So there's an interesting issue over here. The issue is like this. We learn that the MS, a person who's Potter from Derech Urchaika, the Gemara says later that a person who's Potter from Derech Urchaika really could get there. In other words, the Gemara says that if he could have gotten there, Besusu Mufrad, the Gemara Daf Tzadik Daled. So let's take a look at the Gemara Daf Tzadik Daled a second. We're going according to the Mandomer that holds, whether it's a Machlaikis, as you know, what the Gemara, what a Derech Urchaika is, whether it's Min Hamoidim, or whether it's Rabbi Lezer says, Mi Skupas HaAzor HaLechutz. Now, in the Halacha that you're considered Derech Urchaika when you're 15 mil away, so Rashi holds that you cannot get to the Zman HaShechita on time, with the Zman HaShechita being after Chatzos. But the Rambam says that you cannot get there in the morning on time. That's a Chiddush to the Rambam, but we're going to talk about that Rambam in a second. So the Gemara says like this, the Gemara on the Tzadik Daled Amud Aleph says a very interesting thing. The Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan. I made chutz l'maydin, the yachayl likanes besusim ubefuradim. A person was farther than Maydin, so he's b'derech urchaika, but he could get there with horses that go fast. By the way, the Gemara Makkos talks about gamla parcha. If you remember the Gemara Makkos, there's a fast, right? He couldn't get there, right? Yachal yei chayiv. I would say that he'd be chayiv. Tamaloymar ubederech lo. This guy was bederech. Everyone knows like this. So the Gemara seems that he's not mechuyev. You only consider him capable of getting to Yerushalayim if he's able to get there by feet. But if you get there by horse and by gemalim, he's still considered bederech urchaika. So you see that a person who's bederech urchaika has the capacity to get there. He's just not mechuyev to get there. It's a fascinating piece of the Gemara. I mean, you really have to think about this Gemara. Why should the criterion be if I could get there by feet if most people ride a donkey in the first place? I mean, the Gemara over here doesn't say that it's a gamla parcha. The Gemara just says if I can't walk there benachas, if I can't get there benachas, I mean it's a pelodic azach that Derech Urchaika should be defined as if I could make it in time by walking, but if I could get there by horseback, then I'm still considered Derech Urchaika and I'm Potter. But since when is is everybody walking? So Lamaisa, there is a Rabbeinu Bacha, Shitas Rabbeinu Bacha that holds that you're mechuyif to be oyle rego berego. So if you hold that you're mechuyif to be oyle rego berego, so maybe, you know, you could suggest that's why the criterion of whether you're bederech chayik or not. But you know, in Paschal is like that. I mean, nobody who was oyle rego walked. Everybody rode by donkey or by horse. I mean, or by wagon. I mean, nobody was going by foot. So it's a peludic gemara. But nonetheless, it is possible for me to get there, and I'm not mechuyif to get there because I'm considered derech chayka. So one could have imagined that Rashi would say that over here, and that's Sadi Gimel Amud Aleph. When the Gemara is talking about after Chachayka is talking about a person shesivik biyadolas is veinoisa, so one could have imagined that Rashi would have said that derech Chachayka means a person who could have gotten there, but he doesn't have to because he's punched from derech Chachayka. So it is a ha'ara why Rashi doesn't say it like that. But a more interesting thing is the following. That let's say if I could get there, I'm not mechuyif to do so. But what happens if I take a go on that horse and I get there? Am I mechuyif to be the korban pesach or not? Dahainu. It's quite normal for a person. Okay, if I'm bederech chayka, I'm not mechuyif to make a shliach, so I didn't make a shliach. But I'm also the pturah derech chayka if I can't get there in time by walking. But I couldn't get there by horse. Okay, so I decided to go by horse and I showed up in Yerushalayim on time. Do I still have the tour of Derech HaChayka or not? But Maisa, I mean, it's a question that you have to ask when you're living away that Tzadi Dal and Amad Al. Right? The Gemara that Tzadi Dal and Amad Al says clearly, I have the tour of Derech HaChayka and I'm not mechuyif to go on horseback ride. But I got a ride. Now I'm here. So the Chazon Ish paskens that you are not mechuyif to bring the Korban Pesach, even though you're in Yerushalayim. And if you do, it's not accepted. You have to bring Pesach Sheni. That's what the Chazon Ish brings. And the Miches Chinuch in Simon in Mitzvah Shin Pei says the same thing. That it's pashut to him that even if you show up in Yerushalayim, you will not have to bring it because you have a tour of Derech Chayka. It's been amazing. So Derech Chayka, by the way, I want to get to a very difficult taisvus tonight. So I hope that you're going to follow what I want with this because it is a very difficult taisvus. But I think it's important to hear this Chazon Ish to understand what it is that I want to tell you over in that taisvus. I mean,
even if you underestimated your time,
let's not talk about that. Why do we have to talk about things that we don't know? Because it's difficult enough with the things that we do know. This is what the Chazon. Now, I saw that Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says it's a davar pelu. He cannot be masik that it should be this way. But there's no escaping it. The Chazon Ish says it, and so does the Miches Chinuch. In other words, the Torah says that you're punched from derech chayka. Now, so you see from the Gemara of Tzadi Dalet, I mean, if you think about it, you see from the Gemara of Tzadi Dalet, the Gemara pattered you, even if Lamaisa you could get there. So Rashi in Tzadi Gimel says the Torah pattered you, even though you could make a shliach. Even though you could make a shliach, I could have gotten there, I could have done it. No, you have a tour of derech chayka. So the Gemara in Tzadi Dalet says, even if you could have gotten there, you're punched. So the Chazon Ish and the Miches Chinuch take it a step further. And they say, even if you get there, you're pater. What's the difference? What's the difference if I could have gotten there or I got there? What's the difference? You're pater because you were bederech chayka. It's a tour that doesn't exist the cost of your pater. So since you're pater, you're pater. So even if you got there, they hold that you will be pater from bringing the korban pesach. So this is how you have to understand the tour of derech chayka. I'm going to talk to you about it in a second. The Torah said that it's got nothing to do with reality. It's got to do with the fact that you're bederech chayka.
Everybody could get there.
Yeah, it's. I have a very hard time of what it means to be Scopus, but you were standing by the Scopus at the minute that you should have been inside. That's what it is. The greater issue is what if a person was drinking Kool Aid for 2 days before he got, you know, that's. But that we're going to see in this Tysus now a little bit. Okay, so now. So that's the first chiddush that I wanted to share with you, that I think in this whole perek, that's the biggest chiddush I saw. I mean, there's a tremendous amount of chiddushim here, but now, in the last perek, on Dabayin, we had a din, which is brought in this perek, and that din is, which is brought in the Tzadi Dalet on the base, but we had it in the previous perekim also. Did you gentlemen make it to the Tzadi Dalet on the base, or are you there? Okay. So in the last perek, we had a klal that Abaye said that Ein Derech Rechaika L'Tameh. Ein Derech Rechaika L'Tameh means that a person who's Tameh, the Maisa can't go into the Beis HaMikdash. So a person who can't go to the Beis HaMikdash because he's Tameh, so L'Chaira, he should also be considered Derech Rechaika. L'Maisa is Derech Rechaika. So Abaye says, Ein Derech Rechaika L'Tameh. There's no p'tur of Derech Rechaika on a person who's Tameh. Now, that's a chidush nifla, that halacha. In other words, the person is b'derech rechaika. Because he's tameh, he can't make it into the Beis HaMikdash. And we had in Taisus on Dabayim that even if the guy is far away from Yerushalayim, he still won't have a tour of derech rechaika if he's tameh. That's what Taisus said. That was one of the truths that Taisus said earlier in the first parak. That Taisus wanted to say, based on this halacha, that even if a person is far away from Yerushalayim mamish, but since he's tameh, we do not apply the halacha of derech rechaika. He doesn't have the p'tur of derech rechaika because ein derech rechaika l'tameh. If a person has I forgot where the Taisa was already, but we have the previous parak, right? Yeah. So Taisa wanted to say that even if a person is taka far away, he will not have the heter of derech rechaika was made for a person who's tahar, and a person who's tameh doesn't have the heter of derech rechaika. So you just deal with the fact that you're tameh, even though in reality so Taisa says that even if you are lemaisa derech rechaika, don't say it. Okay, now. So there's a peladik in Gemara here. Let's take a look at this Gemara Daf Tzadi Dalet on the base. And the Taisus is like, you know, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Rabbi Lezer Omer Me'askupas, it's the second wide line on Daf Tzadi Dalet on the base. So the Gemara says, the Alpha Gab de Matzi Ayol, even though he could go into the Beis HaMikdash, the Lo Yaminu Le'kum Ayol, we don't say go in. Right, now, according to the Chazon Ish, even if we would tell him to go in, he wouldn't be mechuyev if he had a patur of derech rechaika. But anyway, Kaponim, the Gemara says we don't tell him to go in. But the Gemara Kasha Vatanya Yehudi Oral Shaloi Mal, a Yehudi who's an Oral who did not circumcise himself. Anush Kares Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says that a person who's an Oral, so now that he's in Oral, he can't bring the Korban Pesach, right? But he could have mouthed himself and availed himself of the mitzvah, and he didn't. So the Balti did not avail himself of the mitzvah. He didn't make himself a mahul. The halach is his chayv koris. So the Gemara is asking a contradiction. If a person is b'derech rechaika, we don't tell him step over the boundary to make yourself mechuyev. So how come when a person is an aro, we say that you're mechuyev to be mal yourself? So Taisus asks a fascinating question. I wonder if you tzaddikim saw this Taisus. The Gemara's answer to this question is, Amar Abaya, Derech Rechaika L'Tahar, Ve'ein Derech Rechaika L'Tamei. There's no heter of Derech Rechaika for a person who's a Tamei, and the Gemara means to say, and therefore for a person who's an Aral. So a person who's an Aral, who's standing outside of the Beis HaMikdash, has to mal himself. Because you can't say that he's punished from being the Korban Pesach because he's b'derech rechaika, because he doesn't have the patur of derech rechaika because he's an aro, right? So now Taisus asks, there's a conundrum here. The conundrum is, so you're going to tell him that he's chayv koris, because where's the guy? According to the way the Gemara is learning, where's this guy? He's standing he's right past the line of being in derech rechaika or not being derech. Right now, he has a heter of derech rechaika, we would think. But he's an aro. And Rabbi Eliezer said that an Arul is Chayiv Karis. So the question is, why is he Chayiv Karis? Because he has to mal himself. So you see that you're mechayiv him to be mal himself. So why aren't you mechayiv him to walk into the Beis Hamikdash also? Why do you say the person standing behind that line is that? So you don't say that. So this guy's an arul. So give him a tour of derech chaykin. How can he be mechayiv karis?
He's not tummy.
We're talking about an arul. He's not tummy. So why don't you say that you're mechayiv to be mal himself? Tell him to step over the border. But he's not mechayiv to step over the borders because he's derech chayka. So then he shouldn't be mechayiv karis for being an arul.
You wouldn't be
mechayiv
karis for not being a
Pesach
Sheni, though.
We're not talking about Pesach Sheni yet. We're talking about Pesach Rishon.
But one he's chayiv karis, one he's not chayiv karis.
We're talking about where there's a chayiv karis. Pesach Rishon. Let's go to the Pesach. According to Rebbe, the Pesach Rishon, you're chayiv. Shregel b'fnei atzma, you're Pesach. Okay, now. So Taisus has a conundrum. What's his conundrum? Tzas Tamer. It's a little bit of a wonder. Kishihu aymed chutzla azara v'hu aral aytame. If he's standing outside of the azara and he's an aral aytame, chayiv b'pesach. You're saying that he's chayiv in the pesach and he has to make himself, he has to mal himself. V'imhimo v'yitaher yipater. But if he mouths himself, then he could have the patur of derech chayka. So how could you possibly say that a person who's an arel is chayiv karis because he should have mouthed himself? If he would mouth himself, then he would get the patur of derech chayka. That's Taisus kasha. What? How can he be chayiv karis? What could he have done? If he would have mouthed himself, that's the conundrum. As long as he's an Arul or a Tameh, he doesn't have a Patur of Derech Chayka. As soon as he takes off the status of Arul, he will have a Patur of Derech Chayka. So how can he be Mechayiv Karis? Even if he mouths himself, he'll be Patur. That's Taisus Kasha. Well, that's how we're talking about. You're not Mechayiv Karis for meal until you die without meal. You're not mevatel mitzvah smila until you die without being mal yourself. That's the Rambam's rai that curses an elam abba. Because it's never shy from elam azah. Yeah, but you're only mechayiv kares because you were mevatel the mitzvah. So how was I mevatel the mitzvah? Because I didn't mal myself, so Taisus has a kasha. If I mal myself, I'll be putter because of derech chayka. Right now, I don't have the din of derech chayka. So Taisus says, what? Because you're outside the scooper. We don't tell you to walk across the border. We're not mechuyev to do that for derech chayka. If at the time that you were supposed to be inside the Beis Hamikdash, you're not there, finished. Whatever that place is, wherever the line is, draw the line wherever you want. All right. So Taisus says a very shver teretz. We find something similar to this. So this is a very hard Taisus. What Taisus means? Means that sometimes when we have a mitzvah and there's a prat of the mitzvah that has to be done, as long as you could do it, you're yais of the mitzvah even though you did it. Now the classical case where the Gemara brings kolarei labila is that by menachas you're mechuyev to mix the oil and the flour. So you have to have a keli which is big enough to mix it in. If you use a keli which is too small to mix it in, then it's not kosher. The mincha is not kosher. So the Gemara Menachos says, Rabbi Meir, I think, the Gemara Menachos says that once you have a keli which is big enough to mix it, you don't have to mix it. Because kol arei labila ein abila ma'keves. It is a mitzvah men amuvchar to stir the mincha. And if you don't have it in a keli which you could stir it in, the mincha will be pasul. But once you could, kol arei labila ein abila ma'keves. Once you could mix it, it's not ma'akev the mitzvah. You you're supposed to do it, but as long as you put it in a kelim, you could, and a bitul makevis. So we find sometimes that you don't have to actually do something, but the fact that you could do something makes it like you almost did it. So l'chayr tesis means to say the same thing over here, that you don't have to actually mali yourself in order to be mechuyev in the carbon, in the havasa carbon. The fact that you could mali yourself makes you already mechuyev. That's what he means to say. So you can't ask the question, the conundrum, that if I mali myself, I'll be part of it because of then at that point when I mali myself, I'll have the heter of derech chayka, because the Gemara doesn't say that you mechuyev course because you should have mali yourself. You mechuyev course because in the situation that you're in, since it's possible to mali yourself, you're ready mechuyev, and since you're ready, it's a very shvera taisis. Now in the Yontif says we never find such an application of kol arei labila in the ganchas, so the Yontif is chaylik antaisis. It's almost time for Marv. I just want to tell you what the Oyneg Yontif says, Pshat, in the Gemara, and the Sfasema says the same thing. They disagree with Tosfos, and they say that Tosfos did not have to learn Pshat in the Gemara that the guy is standing outside. This halacha that it says, Yehudi Arul Shalaymal Anish Karis, is talking about a guy that's standing inside the Beis HaMikdash, where there would be no Ptura and he's Chayv Karis because he's inside the Beis HaMikdash, and since he's inside the Beis HaMikdash, he could have been Mal himself and he would have been Mechuyev to bring the carbon. So what does the Gemara mean to say the difference between Mila, when the Gemara says Amar Abaye Derech Chayka L'Tahar Ve'in Derech Chayka L'Tamei, what does the Gemara mean to say with that over here? The Gemara means to say that in regards to Mila, if you're standing inside the Beis HaMikdash, there's a din that you're mechuyev to do it. In regards to Derech Chayka, it's a gzeiras hakasav, you're not mechuyev to do anything. So the Gemara has a kasha. The Gemara says that's how the Oyneg Yontif learns and the Svasemis. We're not talking about Derech Chayka by the Mila guy. We only just mean to say, look, the Gemara means to say that a person who's tahar has a din of Derech Chayka. What does it mean, Derech Chayka? Meaning to say that you're not mechuyev to do anything, and a person is tamei in the din tumah. We don't have this same type of dispensation that you're not mechuyev to do anything. So the Gemara asks the kasha, why are you mechuyev to do? And the Gemara's kasha is because you are. But by Derech Chayka, there's a special dispensation that you're not mechuyev to take action. That's how the Oyneg Yontif and the Svasemis both learn pshat here. In other words, the Gemara just means to answer the question by saying that's the way it is. That's the way it is.
The only real card would be that to be Sipek Bia, though. I mean, but by an Aral, he's so far away, he's not even Sipek.
An Aral, if he could do it, is mechuyev to do it. A person who's there for chayka is not mechuyev to go, not mechuyev to do it, even though he could do it. That's what the Gemara is saying.
Yeah, but the Torah maybe only takes effect if you're.
I just wanted to reinforce that which the Oyneg Yontif and the Svasemis are saying. The Oyneg Yontif and the Svasemis are just saying that in this they're being chaylik antaisus, and they're saying all the Gemara over here means to say is that by Derech Rechaika we have Exeris Akasu, the person is not mechuyev to budge. That's it. By Mila, there's no such Exeris Akasu. The Sivar is Naisenes, that if a person can do something, he's mechuyev to do something. We don't say that by Derech Rechaika. That's all the Gemara is saying. I'm Besvasemes, I'm Benigyotif, that's how they learn Pshat in the Gemara. Now, what the Taisis didn't learn like that. But in light of what the Chazon Ish says, we understand what they are saying. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you is that both the Chazon Ish and the Michas Chinuch said a tremendous chiddush. Not only are you not mechuyev to make yourself chayev, but even if you're in Yerushalayim, you're not chayev once you had a tour of Machorichel. So you have to understand, according to them, the idea that you would have to mechuyev to take a step in is mamish ludicrous, that you would have to do it. They hold, even if you showed up when you, even if you taka showed up, up. You're not mechuyev to do it. That's how the Chazon Ish holds. The Patur of Derech Chayik is so strong that even if you had a Patur of Derech Chayik, and now you talk a cane, the Chazon Ish says, what?
Why?
Because it's a Gzeris HaKosel.
That's the difference with a person who was already there.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's right. The Chazon Ish, the Chazon Ish says, if you had a Patur, no, the Chazon Ish said, if you had a Patur of Derech Chayik, and then you got on a horse, and you showed up in your shlaim 9 o'clock in the morning, you kept in your car pesa. Go back home.
Right. So you have to be over the border by a certain time.
You have to be over the border by a certain time, otherwise you're exempt from the carbon. So Mamela, I'm just saying, according to the Chazon Ish, what they're saying, Pshat in this Gemara, is very mistaber. Because the Chazon Ish holds even a bigger Kiddush. The Chazon Ish holds even if you take a gata, you're still potter. So you're not mechuyev to walk in, because you're not mechuyev to. Once you have a three, you have a tour. That's it, finished. The Chazon Ish says a bigger Kiddush. So certainly to say such a smart in the Gemara here that you're not mechuyev to be mechayev yourself, about it's a very simple story.
So how do you deal with Rav Nachman, who says you can send a shliach and be fine with it?
What, by Derech Chayik he holds you could? I forgot. Does he hold you could? Huh?
His horse. Yes, he. Yeah, he's a horse, right? What's his horse?
He's his horse if you do it. Not that you're the
not you, that's what
he says. Go ahead and do
not
it.
Not, not, not you.
No, if you said
there, but
no,
you have
a right, but why would you be able to do that? Like, why?
No, this case is different. This is if you yourself.
I know that, but even it. So, but even I'm saying, but maybe it extends even that. Maybe, I don't know. I'm asking that. I'm saying maybe.
The Chazon Ish holds the points of Frank Kutcher that there won't be words. There won't even be words. The points of Yehuda, the points of Moby words. So you do it. You won't work with it. All right. Thank you very much. Very interesting thing.